Hi, this is a dictation for Nasir Latif. Date of service is 9/12/2024. Date of birth 10/19/85. And date of accident is 8/29/2023. Mr. Nasir Latif suffered in a T-bone accident on passenger side as a restaurant driver, leading to all of the symptoms as described. The patient has been suffering from headaches, along with vision disturbance, loss of balance, and lack of focus, as well as panic and pain in the neck, left shoulder, and lower back. The neck pain is around 6, lower back pain is 8, left shoulder pain is 6. The patient also had pain in the right knee, which has been cured by a PRP procedure recently at Livonia MRI. Who did the recent MRIs that have been requested to be released. The patient has pain level from 8 to 9 and ADLs are affected 8. And the patient reports 30 to 40% relief in the symptoms. Please review the records for the ADL for system review for additional issues and substance abuse and compliance history. In the physical examination, the blood pressure is 140 over 90, pulse 80, pulse ox is 100%. Rest of the exam remains the same from previous visit, dated 7/22/2024, dictation number 0804-054. Plan is to continue the light duty job 7 hours for 6 days, 7 pounds. And patient was discharged from the physical therapy as having completed and maximum recovery. Patient is provided with Topamax 50 mg at night, 30 day supply, 30 tablets for prevention of the headaches, along with Imitrex tablets, 50 mg, 1 or 2 per severe headache, if not relieved by Furoscar, that are also provided. In addition, patient is provided Celebrex 200 mg a day for anti-inflammatory effect and healing. Acifex is provided 20 mg twice a day for stomach protection. Ultram is provided for pain relief, 60 tablets, one every 12 hours ER. Elavil is provided for GAD disorder and relief of pain, 50 mg at night, and provide good sleep. Neurontin, 600 mg twice a day, is provided for radiculopathy. And again, Furoscar is provided for headache relief. So far, the patient remains stable. He has been advised about his MRIs, that he has a herniated disc at C56, C67, and L4, L5, and L5, S1, for which epidural injections have been advised. He also has C2, C3, C34, and C45. So four LESI and 2 to 3 surgical epidural have been advised to the patient. He has not provided a consent to come and be done. So once you provide a consent, that will be done. Issue of the spinal cord stimulation and further surgery has also been discussed with the patient. Role of neuropsych has been discussed with the patient and has been referred along with counseling. Thank you. We'll be seen in 30 days.